The political situation at Stormont is stagnating. With a deadline missed and the talks going nowhere, the feeling of gloom is hard to shake. All day, the politicians and the press waited for James Brokenshire to outline to MPs at Westminster what he plans to do next. But before he even spoke, the two main parties gave press conferences, and it was clear a deal is not on the cards.
We were prepared to get these issues resolved when the Assembly election was over.
The onus is on Sinn Féin. Either they can lead us into another election, or they can lead us towards direct rule, inexorably towards direct rule, and they know the consequences of that.
Now we find ourselves up against the 12th of July, where the atmosphere becomes so hostile that the DUP are even less likely to move on some of these issues.
Pressure's on Sinn Féin to make the move, to show leadership to all of the people of Northern Ireland, and not just in a very narrow political base.
I continue to believe that a deal remains achievable. And if agreement is reached, I will bring forward legislation to enable an executive to be formed, possibly as early as this week. I am clear that the return of inclusive devolved government by a power-sharing executive is what would be profoundly in the best interests of Northern Ireland.
Deadlines have come and gone in this talks process, and perhaps that's why James Brokenshire isn't keen to set a new one. With this statement, he's bought more time, but he's talking about days, not weeks. Nevertheless, in the short term, the talking is set to continue.
We're on a road to nowhere.